The triumph of orthodoxy did not secure the survival of the Byzantine Empire. In 1453, the city fell to the Turks. Constantinople became the capital of the Ottoman Empire, and the great cathedral of Hagia Sophia became a mosque. The world's balance of power had changed. But if the Byzantine state foundered, the Orthodox Church survived. The faith we see proclaimed in our painting was strong enough to ensure that under Muslim rule, the traditions of Orthodox Christianity, with the veneration of icons as its defining feature, endured. In one sense, we could argue that this icon did exactly what it hoped. Orthodoxy survived. And every year, on the first Sunday in Lent, the Orthodox Church throughout the world celebrates the event shown in our icon, the triumph of Orthodoxy. Here, as in so much of Orthodox worship, the image and the music of the human voice come together in what for many is a powerful, indeed overwhelming expression of spiritual yearning. In the next program, we're with a culture that has no problem with religious images, graven or otherwise. We're in India. I'm going to be with two of the great deities of Hinduism, Shiva and Parvati, his wife.